Hello, Christina of Red Soul. Thanks for tuning in to this podcast. I hope you all are doing well and just got over Hump Wednesday and on our way to end of this week. I can't believe January is nearly over. This podcast, the story that I'm going to share brought my attention about Matt Walsh on Dr. Phil's show. This was a recent interview. In fact, this was yesterday. And I'll play the clip in a minute that he challenged a transgender woman on defining what a woman is. And after this clip is about slightly over 2 minutes long. After this clip, I'll close with comments.
One of the problems with this left-wing gender ideology is that no one who espouses it can even tell you what these words mean. It's like, what is a woman? Well, can you tell me what a woman is?
No, I can't. Because it's not for me to say. Womanhood looks different for everybody.
What do you define a woman as?
An adult human female.
And what does a female mean?
How do you define a female? Someone with female reproductive organs.
Okay.
Someone who's, you know, here's the thing. When you're female, it goes right down to your bones, your DNA. So that's why if someone dies,
okay,
we could dig up their bones 100 years from now. We have no idea what they believed in their head, but we can tell what sex they were because it's ingrained in every fiber of their being.
Interesting. So I'm trying to understand. Your definition is that a woman is someone who is female, you said, right?
Correct. Gotcha. A biological female.
So what happens if we have maybe someone who is female, identifies as a woman, right? You know, cisgender woman, right? As you just explained, maybe doesn't have the ability to reproduce. Maybe doesn't have those organs that you're talking about that are reproductive organs.
I have answered the question. You stood up here and said trans women are women.
Yes.
Tell me what you mean. What is a woman?
Womanhood is something that, just as Ethan explained, I cannot define because I am not
but
myself.
You used the word. So what did you mean when you said trans women are women if you don't know what it means?
Right. So here's the thing. So I do not define what a woman is because I do not identify as a woman. Womanhood is something that is an umbrella term. It includes people
that describes what?
People who identify as a woman.
Identify as what?
As a woman.
What is that?
Was to each their own. Each woman, each man, each person is going to have a different relation with their own gender identity and define it differently. And so trans women are women too. Okay. And you want to
reduce
women, you want to reduce men down to maybe just their genetics, our genitals, our chromosomes, right? That's what you're
saying.
What you want to do
is appropriate women. You want to appropriate womanhood.
Okay.
And turn it into basically a costume that could be worn.
As a man, you're literally saying this is what a woman is.
Yeah.
Isn't that a little sexist? I am willing to define it,
but you won't.
Ouch. Okay. It is about costumes because even homosexual males, the ones that, you know, are the flamboyant ones, it's all acting, you know, changing their voices. Like you heard those two identified so-called women with beards and makeup. Okay. So Matt Walsh did a good job in this interview. I probably would have included the emotional part of being a woman in addition to the biological, because I mean there's still transgender people or whatever, that a man that wants to be a woman, he's still a man. So for example, the nurturing part, he would not respond to a child as a woman would. Like a man's nature would be to protect and oversee his territory, provide, lead, those natural characteristics that God granted us with. So I know these days people want to identify with womanhood because sadly there are a lot of confused people out here. Believe it or not, there are even some straight men, Malik Yoga, whatever his name is, comes to mind, one confused man that actually thinks transgender men are attractive despite of the fact these are natural men. They appear to look glamour. Well, of course they're going to appear to look glamorous and try to pull it off and do the extra work because they are not women. So another thing that I want to get at before deviating too far from, you know, how people want to do all this inclusive, this non-binary, whatever all these terms is. The first time I heard about this was in grad school. That's when I knew this country was becoming more ridiculous. But I digress. Another thing, the transgender male, the second one that spoke that couldn't answer the question of woman defining a woman, excuse me, is about a woman not being able to reproduce. And yes, there are women that cannot, produce children or cannot get pregnant or have fertile issues or whatnot. Some may even have to get a hysterectomy. But I know Matt couldn't answer him this way because he's not a woman. But all those issues actually affirms that's a woman because we're the only ones that can experience this. If, you know, I experienced, menopause next year, okay? All right, and they may have to remove all my uterus, the fallopian tubes, all that. Yes, that affirms that I'm a woman. But in today's society, and I get bashed for this in public as well about my appearance because I tend to dress quite modestly, limited makeup, if any, light on the jewelry, medium length hair, and I tend to wear long dresses, or if I do wear a pencil skirt, it has to be knee length. So some people would assume that's not feminine enough. And I've come across those people before too. Well, rather a woman is wearing sweatpants all the time, or a woman that always dresses seductively, they're both still women nonetheless. Okay, so I hope this country actually becomes more woke in this situation, because if you're a parent that have daughters, because what these people are doing, not only intervening in women's sports because they can't compete with real men, they're also going intervening in women's circles, private circles, where it's going to be a whole chaos, because men tend to be, due to their testosterone, a little bit more sexually, I don't know if deviant is the word, aggressive, okay, or than women. So if they're in women's circles like a restroom or spa or something like that, I would run out of there. But and then you have underage girls there, and this has been cases where this has happened before. It's going to even get much worse. But there was a certain rainbow fan that actually started this, that wanted change we need in his campaign. Certain community organizer that was privileged growing up, That's all I have. You all can figure out who that was. And this country has been sexually confused. Well, you think genderly confused. How's that? I don't even know if that's a proper adverb. Thanks again. This is Christina of Red Soul. Pray for our nation. Pray for our brothers and sisters in the persecuted church. Talk to you super soon.